In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 185, the Rosary, and we have a diptych there of a rosary with the various mysteries highlighted in little insets there. The caption reads, "The Rosary is divided into the joyful, the sorrowful, and the glorious mysteries. In the joyful mysteries, we meditate on the Annunciation, the Visitation, the birth of Jesus, the Presentation, and the finding in the temple. In the sorrowful mysteries, we meditate on the agony in the garden, the scourging, the crown of thorns, the carrying of the cross, and the crucifixion. In the glorious mysteries, we meditate on the resurrection, the ascension, the descent of the Holy Ghost, the assumption, and the coronation of the Blessed Virgin." The first question, what is the Rosary? The Rosary is a prayer in honor of the Blessed Virgin, consisting of 150 Hail Marys and 15 Our Fathers, accompanied by meditation on the life, passion, and glory of Christ. In the first centuries of Christianity, there were many hermits who could not read the Psalms in the Psalter, so they used to substitute one Our Father and one Hail Mary for each Psalm. To note the number, they made use of stones or seeds strung on a cord. The word rosary means a garland or wreath of roses. Each prayer said in the rosary is a spiritual rose offered to our Blessed Mother. Saint Dominic was the first to make general the custom of substituting 150 Hail Marys for the 150 Psalms. When in the 13th century heresy ravaged southern France and northern Italy, the Holy Father appointed Saint Dominic to preach against the heretical doctrines. When after exerting a great deal of effort, Dominic saw very little results, he prayed to the Blessed Virgin and used the rosary as a means for the conversion of the heretics. By this method, which was everywhere welcomed, his campaign became a complete success. The Rosary is a powerful prayer to obtain the grace of God through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin. How innumerable are the conversions, known and unknown, which had their beginning in the devotion of the Rosary. Priests and religious, as well as other devout Christians, make a practice of reciting it daily. In times of danger and calamity, the Rosary has been the means by which miraculous aid has been obtained. This was the case in the wars with the Turks, the victory of Lepanto, and the deliverance of Vienna. It was in thanksgiving for these victories over the Mohammedans that the Holy Father instituted the Feast of the Holy Rosary on the first Sunday of October. The very simplicity of the Rosary makes it a prayer for children. For this reason, it is the prayer of the little and the humble, and most pleasing in the eyes of God. One of the devotees of the Rosary was that great missionary, Saint Francis Xavier. Wherever he went, he preached this devotion. However busy or fatigued he was, he never omitted saying the Rosary every day. He used to carry his Rosary around his neck openly in honor of the Blessed Mother. At the same time, the Rosary is a prayer of contemplation. The truths discovered from meditation on the mysteries presented can never be exhausted by even the most learned. Frequently, St. Francis Xavier was called on distant missions to attend the sick and administer the sacraments to the dying. As it was impossible for him to attend to so many at one time, he used to send rosaries to the sick, advising them to pray, and if they could not, to wear the beads around their neck. He assured the sick that they would either improve altogether or feel better till he could arrive, so that they should not die without the sacraments. This promise was always complied with. The patients using the rosary as St. Francis Xavier recommended were always given time to live at least until the holy missionary arrived and administered the last sacraments. How is the rosary said? Ordinarily, only one-third of the rosary is said. 50 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers prayed on a string of beads slipped through the fingers. The rosary combines vocal with mental prayer. It is a summary of the most important parts of the Gospels, a most useful and powerful prayer. Catholics should not fail to say at least 5 decades of the rosary each day. Ordinarily, we begin the rosary by saying the Apostles' Creed. Then we say 1 Our Father, 3 Hail Marys, and 1 Glory Be to the Father, for the increase of faith, hope, and charity. This is the introduction, but it is not necessary for the gaining of the indulgence. Many indulgences are attached to the rosary. For every Our Father and Hail Mary, an indulgence of 500 days may be gained, if said on a properly indulgenced rosary. We say the Our Fathers on the large beads, and the Hail Marys on the small beads. 1 Our Father and 10 Hail Marys following are called a decade. 5 decades make the chaplet of the beads. It is customary to close each decade with the Glory Be to the Father. While reciting the rosary, everyone must hold his own rosary in his hand and touch the beads as he says the prayers. If several are saying the rosary together, only one need have a rosary in his hand to regulate the number of prayers. While we say each decade, we should meditate upon one mystery of our faith. The rosary is divided into the joyful, the sorrowful, and the glorious mysteries, each honoring respectively the life, the passion, and the glorification of our Lord. The objection is often made by non-Catholics that the rosary is not a praiseworthy prayer because in it one prayer, the Hail Mary, is repeated so often. In reply to this objection, we would say that one who has a feeling much at heart generally repeats over and over certain words that give expression to that feeling. Note a child begging for something. Besides, this practice has the Holy Scripture itself and even our Lord for a model. In the Psalms, the words, His mercy endureth forever, are repeated in only one psalm as many as 27 times. The angels imitate that their song of Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, is unceasing. In the garden, our Lord repeated his prayer. What is the Litany of the Blessed Virgin? The Litany of the Blessed Virgin is a prayer in which the most glorious titles are given to the Mother of God as her intercession is invoked. The Litany is a succession of glorious and symbolic salutations. In it we call her Mystical Rose, because the beauty of her soul fulfilled the prophecy, quote, I was exalted like a palm tree in Cades, and as a rose plant in Jericho, end quote. We address her as Tower of David and Tower of Ivory, because she rises up above all men in beauty and strength of soul. She is called House of Gold, because God himself dwelt within her as in a temple. She is the Ark of the Covenant, because as it contained the tables of the Mosaic Law, so she contained the lawgiver of all, God. She is invoked as the gate of heaven, because through her we enter the heavenly kingdom. She is our morning star that lights our way home to God. The Litany of the Blessed Virgin is often said to end the Rosary. This litany is also called the Litany of Loreto, named after the Italian town of Loreto, where the Holy House of Nazareth now stands. That ends our reading. Do you have any questions or comments? Nothing more to say? We can't emphasize saying...
I actually have one question.
Yes.
It says if you say the rosary on a properly indulgenced rosary, what does that mean?
A rosary that has been blessed.
Oh.
So just about every rosary, when it's asked to be blessed, is going to be properly indulgenced. There are some specific requirements for various rosaries. Many times that simply means that, for the Franciscan crown, it must have a wooden cross, even if it is the wood is covered by a heavier metal to protect it. It must be a wooden crucifix. The figure of Christ doesn't have to be wooden. It can be cast metal, but the cross itself needs to be wooden. But in the Dominican rosary, it simply is a blessed rosary. If you have a special metal attached to the rosary or something, then a lot of times there's an indulgence attached to using a rosary with a particular, what they call a centerpiece in it. But generally, if your rosary has been blessed, it is blessed for you. I don't know if we covered that in this book, but blessings for many of these sacramentals are personal. So if you have a blessed rosary, it is blessed for you specifically. The blessing does not go if you give the rosary to someone else, or it is sold or bartered or exchanged in some way. The blessing does not continue with that rosary, it is blessed specifically for the individual.
So if you inherit someone's rosary, like someone's passed away and you inherit their rosary, you need to have it blessed.
You should have it blessed, yes.
What about, so if you're going to gift someone a rosary, you maybe shouldn't have it blessed ahead of time?
Well, it will be blessed with the intention of for that person. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to give someone a rosary, you can have it blessed for them before you give it to them.
Thank you.
So if you have a rosary, the seven-decad rosary, and it's not a wooden cross on it, is that, I mean, should I have my rosary changed? Should I get a different crucifix on it?
If you do not have a wooden cross on it, you should get it changed. Get a crucifix with a wooden cross. But then you will need to have it blessed because you are making now making a substantial change to the object. Good to know.
Good to know.
I'm not one to really try to, count the indulgences or, try to make a calculation of them. The Franciscan crown is a plenary indulgence prayer. And I think, if we are faithful to that, we really don't need to worry about so many of the other things. But as I pointed out in sermons, I think we should pick something that appeals to us so that we will be consistent with it. I know so many want to get a whole Raccolta, a whole book of indulgence prayers, and just read through all the prayers. And, well, are you actually praying them or just reading them? Are your sentiments the same as the sentiments of the saints who composed these prayers to gain that indulgence? And it seems to me that a few people I've come across are simply trying to barter, I guess, with God. I'm going to get this indulgence and that indulgence and another indulgence. And it's more about the indulgence than it is the prayer. And I find that rather off-putting. I don't want to discourage seeking to gain the indulgence and to do all we can. But I think if we make that general intention to gain all the indulgences from all our works for this day, we make that in our morning prayer, I think we need not create some kind of tally, but just trust in God. He knows what he's doing. I don't need to keep score of it. He will know exactly what I've merited, what I haven't merited. But it, you know, if that is an incentive for us to say the prayers because there's an indulgence attached to it, then I think it is well and good because it's motivating us. But I think it becomes rather, I don't want to say mercenary. And I think sometimes the Protestants are correct when they suggest that, you know, the Catholics are just multiplying prayers. That is not what the Church promotes at all. But I do believe that many are tempted in that direction, or they become guilty of praying in that vein, or I guess remotely or robotically just saying the prayers rather than actually lifting their heart and mind to God. The rosary is not just the vocal prayers, but it is a mental prayer, and so there should be some meditation there. And I realize that not everyone can meditate to the same extent, but at the same time, children can learn to say the prayers, and as they become accustomed to the prayers, their minds can be lifted to higher things. Once they've memorized the prayers and the prayers can be readily recited by rote, then their minds, their thoughts should be taken up to higher things, maybe to focus on the words of the rosary, of the Hail Mary. What is it I'm actually praying? What is it I'm asking of Mary? But to enter into the mysteries and to truly strive to meditate for those 10 Hail Marys, the mystery for that particular decade. And I think that's something that everyone can do to various degrees, but it should always be our goal to enter into that meditation. And meditation is not easy. Prayer is not easy. It is work, but it's 15 minutes. You know, as they would say, fight the good fight, as St. Paul would say. Deny ourselves and pick up our cross and pick up our rosary and go follow Christ, follow the Blessed Mother. And with time, the benefits will begin to accumulate and you will notice them, but generally not after the first rosary or the second one. As long as you're trying to pay attention and count them, they're pretty much hidden from us. But when we have been faithful for some time, we can look back at our past and say, ah, there was the grace of God. The rosary is paying off. We could argue that with the St. Francis Xavier and sending a rosary ahead to those who are sick or ill, telling them to pray the rosary, and if they can't pray, then at least wear the rosary as a protection. I'm sure that some heretics could argue, well, it was just by chance, coincidence, that they didn't die until he got there, or he would send the rosary and he wouldn't be far behind. And that's why, you know, all those who received that rosary with that instruction, they complied, and they remained alive until they received the last sacraments. Yeah, you can make a argument of coincidence, but after so many times, and with such frequency, we see that, no, it's not a coincidence, that truly this is the grace of God, this is the intercession of the Blessed Mother at work here. And it's not just a coincidence, it's not just a natural thing, but there is something supernatural taking place. One or two times you could say maybe that was a coincidence, but when it happens on a regular basis, we begin to see that the rosary has its effect, that these prayers are useful, and our time isn't wasted in those 15 minutes. I know in the present moment, those 15 minutes seems like we could be doing something better with our time, but truly there is nothing better for us to be doing than being in the presence of God and meditating on the life of Christ. So much for my little sermon now. We will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to give, please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
Thank you.
Thank you.